December 30th through January 5th, Introductory Pages of the Book of Mormon, Another Testament of Jesus Christ. Your study of the Book of Mormon can be enriched if you start by reading the pages that precede 1 Nephi. What do you find that strengthens your testimony? Before you even get to 1 Nephi chapter 1, it's clear that the Book of Mormon is no ordinary book. Its introductory pages describe a backstory unlike any other, including visits of angels, an ancient record buried for centuries in a hillside, and an obscure farmer translating the record by the power of God. The Book of Mormon is not just a history of ancient American civilization, it contains the fullness of the everlasting gospel. See the introduction to the Book of Mormon. And God Himself directed its coming forth, how it was written, how it was preserved, and how it was made available in our day. This year, as you read the Book of Mormon, pray about it, and apply its teachings, you will invite its power into your life, and you may feel to say, as the three witnesses did in their testimony, "It is marvelous in my eyes." Ideas for personal scripture study. Title page of the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon can strengthen my faith in Jesus Christ. The title page of the Book of Mormon provides more than just a title. Among other things, it lists several purposes of this sacred record. Look for the purposes, and then as you study the Book of Mormon this year, note passages that you feel accomplish these purposes. For example, what passages help convince you that Jesus is the Christ, the eternal God? Introduction to the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon outlines the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation is Heavenly Father's plan to help His children become exalted, as He is, and experience the joy He feels. See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. The atonement of Jesus Christ makes this plan possible, and every doctrine, ordinance, covenant, and commandment that God has given is meant to help accomplish the plan. If you want to understand the plan of salvation, there's no better book to read than the Book of Mormon. It refers to God's plan, using a variety of names, more than 20 times. During your study this year, notice when God's plan is mentioned or alluded to, and what the Book of Mormon says about it. Here's an activity to get you started. Read the following passages and list the different names given to God's plan. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 13, and chapter 11, verse 5, and Alma chapter 12, verses 32 through 34, chapter 24, verse 14, chapter 41, verse 2, and chapter 42, verses 15 and 16. What do each of these names suggest to you about the Father's plan? The testimony of three witnesses, the testimony of eight witnesses. I can be a witness of the Book of Mormon. The Holy Ghost can testify to you that the Book of Mormon is true, even if you haven't seen the golden plates, as the three witnesses and the eight witnesses did. How do their testimonies strengthen yours? How can you give your name unto the world to witness unto the world what you know about the Book of Mormon? See the testimony of the eight witnesses. The testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith. The coming forth of the Book of Mormon was a miracle. If someone asked you where the Book of Mormon came from, what would you say? How would you describe the Lord's hand in bringing forth the Book of Mormon? How did Joseph Smith describe the coming forth of the Book of Mormon? The testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith. How was the Book of Mormon translated? The Book of Mormon was translated by the gift and power of God. We don't know many details about the miraculous translation process, but we do know that Joseph Smith was a seer, aided by instruments that God had prepared. Two transparent stones, called the Urim and Thummim, and another stone called a seer stone. Joseph saw in these stones the English interpretation of the characters on the plates, and he read the translation aloud while a scribe recorded it. Each of Joseph's scribes testified that God's power was manifest in the translation of this sacred work. See Book of Mormon Translation Gospel Topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. title page of the Book of Mormon. Perhaps your family could start a list of verses from the Book of Mormon that have built your faith that Jesus is the Christ, and add to it throughout the year. This might be a good time to create a family plan for reading the Book of Mormon. When and where will you gather to read? How will each family member participate? For additional help, see Ideas to Improve Your Family Scripture Study at the beginning of this resource. Introduction to the Book of Mormon. A keystone is a wedge-shaped stone at the top of an arch that locks the other stones together. To help your family understand how the Book of Mormon is the keystone of our religion, you could build or draw an arch with a keystone at the top. What happens if the keystone is removed? What would happen if we did not have the Book of Mormon? How can we make the Book of Mormon the keystone of our faith in Jesus Christ? The testimony of three witnesses, the testimony of eight witnesses. Your family members could write down their own testimonies about the Book of Mormon, sign their names on them, and think of ways to share their testimonies with others. The testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith. In Joseph Smith's account, what evidence do we find that God was involved in the bringing forth of the Book of Mormon? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for primary. Improving personal study. A prophetic promise. President Russell M. Nelson said, quote, "I promise that as you ponder what you study in the Book of Mormon, the windows of heaven will open, and you will receive answers to your questions and direction for your life." End quote. From the Book of Mormon, What Would Your Life Be Without It? Ensign Orleahona, November 2017.